You're listening to The Truth Teller Show on News Caller Radio with James Roberts.
Welcome, everyone. You're listening to News Caller Radio Podtastic Saturday's Late Edition. I'll be your host for the next 15 minutes. My name is James Roberts, the Truth Teller. Wanted to apologize for not being able to get the show up on Saturday. I was actually in the city of Huntington Beach covering a local high desert Hesperia karate studio by the name of White Tiger Martial Arts. Stay tuned in the middle of the week for that video. Well, Councilman Russ Blewitt is at it again. We're going to be discussing some of his controversial comments he made last week at one of the meetings, one of the city council meetings. In addition, I'm going to give you a different perspective by a gentleman who I interviewed on the street in regards to marijuana dispensaries. So stay tuned. I will be back in 20 seconds.
Advertising right here with us is pretty simple. Just give us an e-line, podcast@newscaller.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to News Caller Radio. So check this out. Last week, I had a gentleman approach me at the gym. He's a listener of the show, and he wanted to know my opinion in regards to the Daily Press article that was written April 17th titled "Hesperia Extends Ban on Internet Cafes." Apparently, he was outraged at the comments Councilman Russ Blewitt of Hesperia had made in regards to the marijuana dispensaries. So let me just kind of recap for you if you haven't been following this. Apparently, last week, the city of Hesperia extended a 45-day moratorium on these internet cafes, apparently and allegedly, that they were engaging in some type of sweepstakes, gaming, gambling, and as a result, it's illegal, and the Sheriff's Department raided these businesses. I don't have a problem with it. This is how capitalism works, right? If you have money and you want to invest and you open up a business, God bless you. But if you engage in some type of alleged criminal activity, you're going to get shut down. And it is what it is. That's the way it's supposed to work, not, be bailed out via the corporate welfare. So the system worked in this case. But I guess at the council meeting, the Councilman Blewitt just couldn't leave it with the internet cafes. He had to go ahead and call. I quote via the Daily Press piece, "I'd like to wipe those scumbags off the face of Hesperia's earth," in regards to the marijuana dispensary. So after reading this piece and digging through the crates, I couldn't believe it. I was extremely intrigued. So I went to the city's website, downloaded the MP3, and I had to listen to the board meeting. And it was pretty fascinating to hear Councilman Blewitt make those comments. You know, he's made several controversial comments in the past, but just sticking on this issue here, you know what, you just hear it for yourself. Check this out.
Seeing none, I will close the public hearing.
Council comment.
Any council comments?
Yeah, I have one, Mr. Mayor.
Go.
Gentleman back there with Pasco Pizza, I've talked to the people in the Stater Brothers Center. They are just as delighted that the one has gone from the Stater Center. And also the one on Hesperia Road, I was in that center, and one of the local businessmen in there said that they were selling drugs out of that one on Hesperia Road. And they are so delighted that that one's gone. So this is, I'm just, as was mentioned earlier, I wish we could do this with the marijuana shops, what we did with the internet gambling, because it'd be nice just one day to wipe those scumbags off the face of Hesperia's earth. Anyway, with that said, I think this is great. Thank you.
Wow, was that amazing? I really don't have anything else to follow up on that particular comment, so I will be right back, and I want all of you scumbags to stay put. amazing.
Hey, how are you? I'm Michael with RadioWaves.us.
I am DeMichael with RadioWaves.us.
No, you ain't. I'm Michael with RadioWaves.us, hon.
No, you're all wrong. I am Michael with RadioWaves.us.
Actually, they, I, me, we're all right. Get in touch with us for any type of voiceover work you need at RadioWaves.us. That's RadioWaves.us.
Welcome back, everybody. This is James Roberts, the Truth Teller, and you are listening to News Caller Radio, Podtastic Saturday's late edition. You know, the councilman, in my opinion, he's going to regret that comment. I think he overplayed his hand. He underestimated how many people actually support medical marijuana. No matter what side you come on this issue, either to the left or right, the bottom line is this. When you start to invoke your personal philosophy or opinion on city policy, you know, it's a gray, murky area. The bottom line is the voters spoke via Proposition 215, 1996, medicinal marijuana usage. So, I don't know. He's going to have to answer to the voters. You know, I get around to a lot of these conservative events, political events, and I had a political bird tell me several weeks ago that breaking news right here, Councilman Russ Blewett is going to be running for a third term in the city of Hesperia. That's right. I'm breaking it here. I haven't had time to get the councilman on for comment in regards to this story. But I had to go ahead and run with it, considering I had a viewer, you know, wanted my opinion on this. So I'm going to have to eventually hit the councilman up and see if he's going to confirm this story. Is he going to sit on it for a while? But my source said he will be running for a third term. That's 12 years in office in the city of Hesperia, and he definitely will have his legacy cemented in the city's politics. You know, this is what the elitists think of you scumbags. You know, it's just amazing. When I have this saying, when elected or public servants use the title servants, you know, they're very humble. But as soon as the establishment changed the name from public servants to officials, you know, you basically created a superclass, and he's part of that superclass, and that's what he thinks about you. How many of you remember, maybe around 2-3 months ago, I did a piece on the councilman. What was it about? It was about, I'm trying to go off of memory, we had a problem with burglaries in the city, and in one of the meetings he had alluded to, the sheriff's department should just start stopping people without any PC, without nothing, just start stopping folks in neighborhoods to prevent burglaries. You know, it's just ridiculous.
Maybe we need to start stopping people, whatever it takes.
Thank you, Mr. Councilman. I will remind myself not to jog by your house so I don't get pulled over and, you know, get jacked up by the sheriff's department. Thank you, Mr. G's and Big Game. You just had to fire me up with that clip. I really needed that. Okay, but you know what? It all makes sense now. It all makes sense. Check this out. So the councilman, he's very, he's a smart politician. He plays both sides of the fence, right? He's pandering to his constituents who do not like the marijuana dispensaries in the city. He's also playing up to the public safety guys and the unions in regards to his most recent vote for voting for the 9 fire personnel to come on board in the city, even though after several years, once the grant runs out, he knows the city's going to have to bring back the fire measure tax to sustain that level of payroll. I mean, it just is what it is. Also, if you all remember, I put on that newscaller.com first annual Hesperia town hall event, and he just popped up unannounced, uninvited, to pander to the gay and homosexual constituents. So he's very tight on his game, and he definitely gets around. But I don't know, it's going to be up to the voters. So it's just amazing some of the comments he makes. So I'm going to take this second break. And when I come back, I want you to hear this audio of this gentleman who I spoke to on the street today. Stay tuned.
Advertising right here with us is pretty simple. Just give us an e-line, podcast@newscaller.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It's News Caller Radio. I'm the Truth Teller. Wow, I needed this shot of crew. I have been dragging to get through the show all day, but I am back. I want you to go ahead and listen to this piece. It's around a two-minute interview of a gentleman who I spoke to on the street, so check this out.
Did you hear what Councilman Russ Blewett said at the most recent city council meeting in regards to the scumbags?
Yeah, that's what struck me the most, with the scumbag part, because some of these scumbags actually use it for medical purposes, and they cast a wide net on people who probably most likely voted for him and supported him. Well, that is going to show what he think of us. And like I said, people from all walks of life, there's no scumbag to it. You might work with these people. They might take care of you. Some people actually have a medical need for this stuff. For California to pass it is no fluke. It's no joke. We're not Colorado. We're not saying, hey, it's here for fun. We're saying, hey, it's here for a medical alternative. You can check and see how many people died on pharmaceuticals versus this medical plant. So have it as you want. Scumbags, continue to be scumbags, and take care of yourself medically.
Now, just for full disclosure, before this interview, I had asked you if you have any personal knowledge of the marijuana dispensaries. And I don't know, do you want to go on record and talk about how your wife uses it?
Well, I can go ahead and tell you from personal experiences that my wife does use it. She uses it for medical purpose. And if you were just to see it for yourself.
Now she's on dialysis, correct?
Correct. If you were to see it for yourself, you would see it right there, right in front of your eyes, versus her medication, versus what she uses for. And I swear to change anybody. I've seen her on medication. And I've seen her off medication, and I've seen her with just the marijuana, and the marijuana works for her. I'm telling you no lies, have no story to tell, and I'm not getting anything from it. The marijuana works for her and her situation, and I'm glad that there's a place that she can get it and not feel like a scumbag purchasing it off the streets.
Now, you were saying prior to the interview, you know, when she's in the chair, there's times that she doesn't want to go to dialysis because she's, you know, she's nervous, right?
There's several pills she had to take to get her to the state to where she's calm enough to accept the big gauge needles that they have to stick inside of her versus smoking one or two marijuana joints that sedates her enough to where she's calm on the machines. Anybody that's familiar with renal dialysis, you know what size needles they use. It's nothing funny. There's no jokes about it. When she has to take several pills, it has to cycle through her system to get the same effect as one marijuana joint gives her that same effect. I support her, and if you know anybody like that, I hope you support them too.
Well, there you have it, everybody. So that was more of a personal story. You know, everybody who uses marijuana, the dispensaries are not necessarily scumbags, and for the councilman to actually make that comment is ridiculous. But thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You know, I really appreciate the gentleman coming on the show. He was very courageous speaking about his wife's illness, and he was just basically being real, and that's what this show is about. We like to have dialogue, no matter if it's on the left or right. We just want to talk. Just remember, it doesn't matter if you drink tea or coffee, just don't drink the Kool-Aid. My name is James Roberts. You are listening to News Caller Radio, and I am the Truth Teller. Till next week. Peace.
You've been listening to News Caller Radio with the Truth Teller, James Roberts, also found online at newscaller.com. Be sure to tune in next time.